You guys know the movie Groundhog's Day, right? Where it feels like the same day over and over and over again. Well, that's probably what it feels like when you're flipping through profiles when you're online dating, right? Like you've seen the same profile again and again and again and again. She's not just one of those profiles. You're also probably one of those profiles. And no one loves to live the same day over and over and over again because it's boring. So make your profile interesting, enticing, alluring, clever, something that she's never seen before. And I promise you, the amount of times you get swiped on left will go down drastically. So if you want more matches, stop wasting time, stop living in Groundhog's Day, and having the same experience on a dating app day in and day out. So go to kristenandchill.com if you want help with your banter. Of course, I'm there for that, but I'm also here to make you look your best, sound your best, and appear your best so you can start getting those matches and getting on to dates.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we have the amazing Eve Lyons here, who is the wife of Adam Lyons, top pickup artist. But that is not why she's here. She is on our show to talk about dating foreign women, specifically Russian women, and whether or not it's different than dating women in the United States. So keep listening. A very special treat for you today. Kristen is not here once again, sadly, but not so sadly because we have the amazing Eve Lyons from Ask the Dating Coach here to talk to us today about dating foreign women, women who are not from the United States, but could be living in the United States or maybe even living abroad. She is a pro, number one, just about dating in general, advising men, but more specifically about dating foreign women because she is a foreign woman. And so I'm so excited to have her here today. And she is going to talk your ear off about dating foreign women. So Eve, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Like I said, it's big cultural differences between dating, you know, here and back in Russia where I'm from.
Yeah.
So more than happy to talk about different mentalities, different approaches, different values, of course, too.
Oh, I love it. Okay, well, why don't you tell us a bit about who you are? Because that's an interesting story as well, just so that they know that they can really trust what you're saying.
Sure. My story is quite interesting. I am a very interesting transplant, right? Yeah. I immigrated here on my own when I was 19. Not a male or bright, just moved here because I figured, why not, yeah, right? What worse can happen? I don't like it, I'll go back home, right? What's, you know, square one. So I moved here on my own. I was actually lived in LA for a very long time, working in Hollywood industry as a photographer for fashion magazines, shows, you know, fashion brands and stuff too, more behind the camera than in front of the camera. And then I run into, well, now my husband, who we start dating with, and eventually I start helping out with the business.
Who's your husband? Yes.
Yes, yes. It's my husband. His name is Adam Lyons. He is a world-winning dating coach. And he's been doing it for 18 years. Mm-hmm. So I started helping out more kind of like on sales and operation side and slowly worked more and more in operation until I became vice president. Mm-hmm. I am his integrator. So he's the visionary. He is the creative person. And then I take his vision, break it down to steps and make it more easy to implement and get it out to clients, basically.
Yeah. You take his crazy creative side and make it like tangible for the rest of the world. But I'm going to drill down a little bit more because Adam Lyons, like Adam and I kind of grew up at the same time in the pickup artist world. I think he won best pickup artist probably like 8 years in a row or something. I'm probably making that up. But basically, he was considered one of the top male pickup artists in the entire world. So that's who you ended up marrying, which means
correct.
That you also get access to all of the information that he shares with his clients. Then from now, so you know all the tips and tools and advice, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the reason what I like about his methods too, it's just, it's not just pick up. It's none of those cheesy, corny lines. And like our marketing message that I always tell to our clients is not really sexy. I'm like, hey, we're not going to be like, make you good overnight, right? We're going to teach you more how people make decisions, what's going on in their brain chemistry, right? What triggers certain emotions, what brain chemistry, and how to like trigger those. We're going to teach different personality types and read where women are in the process. Because, you know, we swing being on a day, right?
Yes.
And I just said like, know where you sit on that map so that you can choose which direction you want to go, right? You don't have to like rely on scripts. You can be like, oh, I need to be, you know, build more rapport, break more rapport, and so on and so forth, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a bit more tactical, I would say.
Which I love, which is that's how I am as well, which is why I've always loved Adam and the advice from your team. So tell me about dating foreign women. I know that, you know, you're from Russia, so that's the foreign that you know. But I know that you also have interviewed lots of other women as well from all around the world. So like, I just want to understand, like, is it different or why is it so different? Or what, actually, let's take a step back. Can you maybe explain dating American women and what that kind of looks like? And then maybe do a contrast to some other nationalities or even just to Russian nationalities. Yeah, like, let's look at the American women first.
Yeah, absolutely. So in general, we're going to back away a little bit, right? Basically, I always like traveling because, you know, again, when you live in Russia, especially like living in America, you guys are blessed because it's such a mix of all different cultures, right? When I lived in Los Angeles, I had Armenian friends, Brazilian friends, American friends, Filipino friends. It was great, basically, right? You have those little pockets of cultures that you can mix while being comfortable in your house, in your area, right? What have you. In Russia, it's just Russia, basically. Right? So anyone who stands out, especially like where I live in a smaller town, it wasn't like a big Moscow metropolis, right? It was like a smaller town. So if you wear something unusual, if you do something unusual to your hair, if you stand out in any way, people are like, oh, what's wrong with her, right? Like she doesn't fit in, right? Like they give you those kind of like small town looks basically, right?
Right.
Which for me, I never liked that. I wanted to live in a bigger like place where people don't really care and you kind of like, you can be more individualized basically. So I travel a lot since early age and quite often on my own too, actually, because I just
love it.
What's the worst can happen?
Yeah,
I love it. I was adventurous. I'm like, ah. I'm going to give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen, right? So, and for me, you know, college makes you smart, but traveling makes you wise.
I agree.
You see how other people live. You see their values. You see how much or how little they have, right? And what they appreciate. And I think that that is really good to experience for everyone to be a bit more relatable to others and appreciate what they have. Moving to America and living in America, it is a little bit tough to travel here because you can only travel to Mexico, Canada, and everything else is taking a lot of time, goodness, you know, and money, right? So majority of people that I talk to sometimes don't even have passports because they've never been abroad. And I'm like, oh, for me, it was a dream to finally acquire my American passport. It took me like 10 years. I'm like, oh, thank God, I can travel with no visas. It's like dream come true. For you guys, is that some people I meet, they're like, oh, yeah, I never had a passport. Why would I? I'm like, oh, you know.
I know. It's not crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And for my kids, I would want the same, basically, right? My biggest fear in life, not fear, but like concern, right? When people grow up very comfortable, they don't appreciate what they have, right? And they act a little more entitled because they grew up comfortable as well too, basically, right? Like, oh, what do you mean I can have this? Like, oh, you know, like it's a bit more, that level of entitlement is a little bit, I would prefer to beat out of my kids basically with experiences.
Yeah, I hear you.
So for me, biggest difference, right, is dating like foreign women, especially in like from like Russian cultures that I know and like Latin Americans, we don't have that level of comfort growing up. So we are not scared of doing, rolling up our sleeves and doing dirty work, whether it's housework or, you know, like helping with the business or with the kids or what have you. Like Russian women specifically, right? They can do it all. They can take care of the kids. They can have a full-time job. Also look like models, right? Also make sure they come home and feed their husbands, you know, homemade. Yeah. Cook meals and stuff and so on and so forth, basically, right? So
are you saying that American women are a little bit more entitled and don't want to do as many things that you've noticed?
Well, you know, like, yeah, I know it's a bit controversial to say, but majority, again, I'm not saying all, right, but majority of them are, basically, right? Like, I noticed here, if they mom, they full-time mom, and that's, like, their, like, job and identity, basically, right? Whereas in Russia, they usually laugh at that because, like, yeah, I also clean and cook and also make money and, like, even my sister as well, too, right? She has a several businesses that she runs. She also cares her kids. She drops them off to school, go work, then come pick them up, drop them off at home, do all the cleaning and cooking and what have you. And she also looks like a model too. Like I'm the smart one. She's the pretty one usually in the family, you know, so.
And if you guys could see Eve, you would laugh at that because she's also very attractive. So I can't even imagine what your sister looks like. So that's interesting. So, so like, yeah, let's dive into dating foreign women. Okay, actually, I do want to talk more about dating American women. If you do have more information on American women. So like, is there a difference in the way that you approach a woman from Russia versus a woman from the United States? Like, because I know Adam's gone all over the world, right? To teach guys. Like, are there different approaches for each country that he goes to? Or is it just the same? Like, are all women attracted to the same thing?
Well, for me, when it comes to dating, right, it's similar. Dating and marketing is somewhat of a similar field, right? You will do best when you stand out, right? If everyone on dating apps message you, hey, how you doing? And you message something different, you're like, oh, who's this guy? Basically, you're going to stand out, right? The same when it comes to like dating in real life too, right? Like if you do what everyone else does, you competing in red ocean, basically. It's going to be hard to stand out. If you try something new, that usually gives you better results. So traveling abroad and dating women from abroad is kind of a little bit of a cheat, basically, right? When Adam, I did take him to Russia, and he doesn't really speak very well. He just knows how to say like, hi, thank you, what have you, basically, right? But he's not fluent in Russian.
Right.
But boy, it was so easy for him. He'll just say hi with his accent, right? Say a few words in English, and girls like, oh, foreigner. You know, like it was just very easy, much easier to approach, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because again, he stood out there, basically. So.
Okay, so that's different. So he's different, the different thing.
Correct. Because again, especially in my, you know, hometown, we don't have that many foreigners, basically. So for us, anyone who's from abroad be like, wow, a foreigner, a stranger, like it's exotic, basically, too, right? So it's a little bit interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's your foot in the door. If you were to go traveling, like as the guys who are listening right now, if they go traveling, that's why for them it's a little bit easier, or it seems easier when you go abroad, because number one, you're different. So then that gets you your foot in the door, as I said before. But what actually then builds on attraction? So is it the same thing that works over here? Like, do they have to talk to Russian women differently than they talk to American women? Do they talk to Spanish women differently than they talk to Spanish women? Like, what would the differences be?
Well, as far as the attraction, right, obviously there's cultural differences, right? So if you, like, understand, if you speak to people there, right, like, and you learn their values, you learn, like, the food they like, the music they like, that will help out, of course, a lot. But in general, as far as the way you're going to stand out and approach people will be easier, right? Because, like, you're hooking them in. They're like, oh, that is interest, right? The way you build attraction is kind of universal, right? You got to make sure that you go through steps, you trigger certain brain chemicals for them to, aka oxytocin, right? For them to feel close to you, to like you, and so on and so forth. And speaking language helps, but not necessarily, basically, right?
You don't need that.
It's making people laugh. I mean, yeah, you don't, right? Like, of course it helps, but you don't have to. Like, we took some of our clients in Colombia to go and have, like, you know, trainings in Colombia. I did not speak any Spanish at all, basically, right? But it's more like having fun, make people laugh, have good touch, good laughs, good experiences together. That will help a lot too.
Okay, well, let's dive in a little bit more to what you just said about
about
triggering the brain chemistry. I forget what the flow was that you outlined, but can you give more specific examples of each of the things that you just said? So even without language, right? So touch was really important. Can you tell me a bit about the touch that you would suggest that guys use?
Yeah, absolutely. So the brain chemicals that makes you feel that you close to someone, makes you feel more relatable, is called oxytocin. It's like a bonding chemical, right? It's the same chemical that women flooded with when they give birth, so they love their child instantly, right? You probably, as a mom, you probably relate, right? Like when I remember when they give
birth. No, I hate my children. Can't stand them.
Yeah. Well, some women don't, right? That's what postpartum depression comes in, right? It's because it doesn't trigger in them, right? So for them, like, oh, what is this, right?
That's
for me, I remember I was not, when I was first pregnant, I wasn't like one of those, like, mommy, oh, lovey-dovey women. So when I gave birth, I became one. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute, my love. And I look at the pictures back, I'm like, oh my God, the newborns are so squishy. Like, what am I thinking?
Totally
but
thinking.
I had like my mom goggles, basically. So the same chemicals, oxytocin, is what makes us feel love, basically, right, for people. It is triggered by having good conversation, good laughter, touch, and then sex after that, basically. Those are the steps, right? Of course, you have good conversation, right? Like if we relate, you kind of, well, somewhat need to know the language, right? You might assume. But again, that's kind of false. When I was in Colombia, for example, I did not speak any Spanish, right? People try to talk to me and I would do a broken language, you know, like show them fingers and make horrible mistakes, but that's make them laugh actually too. So it actually worked in my favor too, right? And vice versa, right? When Adam went to Russia, he didn't speak barely any Russian, like just like a few words here and there. But again, it's the sign language on your fingers. It's you attempting to mispronounce horribly the language, which makes them feel appreciated, like you're trying, right? And then obviously triggers laughter because you're making horrible mistakes, which actually works in your favor, right? Because it triggers oxytocin then too.
Okay.
Right? So that, and then obviously like, you know, touch, you can, you know, start with high fives, then touch on his shoulder, say like, hey, what's the bathroom here? I would have you basically, and move on that way too, basically.
What other places like touch? Like, can you tell me more places for touching that could happen?
Well, we prefer doing like the forearm. That's like a good safe way to do it basically, right? Versus, you know, hugging someone right away or what have you basically. It's a bit more like a safer, more commonly used kind of like areas. And like high fives works very well with someone who you just met, who you don't really ready to hold hands with per se, right? So it's a good first, because it's quick basically, right? You're not committing to a longer touch basically. Okay. But it's a good way to, you know, have a compliance, right? To make sure that they reach you and high five you back and what have you.
Okay. And what about the conversation? What about when you actually can understand each other? What are ways to have conversation that can trigger oxytocin?
Oh, well, that's a good question as well too. We always say that the present tense is when conversations goes to die. So a good ways to, you know, talk about something that you deeply can relate to someone will be talking about the past or the future.
Okay.
Right? The past triggers nostalgia, something that you guys both relate to, some books or movies you watched, some, you know, places you've been to or what have you, basically, right? Or foods that you ate. So anything past, like colleges that you went together, maybe, or what have you. And the future is all about ambitions, dreams, like directions or places you would like to travel to go to and so on and so forth, basically, right? Like those are usually a far better conversational topics versus,
what did you do today? Well, yes,
exactly.
What's your job? Do you like your job? Right. Yeah. Talking about, I like that. Talking about the past or the future. Yeah. And those are good triggers.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to take a quick break and then I want to come and talk more about being Russian and dating. Okay.
Sure thing. Yeah,
speak of course. For all four women, but let's talk about Russian women. All right. So we will be back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you want to start this new year with a bang? Or how about a lot of bangs? And I think you know what I mean when I say bang, because this is the Ask Women podcast. And occasionally we get into the sex stuff. And I feel like it's my responsibility to not just have you doing the banging, but doing it great. Doing it to where your partner is mind blown, is taken aback by the fact that they've never experienced anything like this in their life. And they'll be like, why was I missing out on all of this amazing pleasure my entire adult life? So I want to tell you guys about Beducated. Beducated is the best online solution for all of your bedroom skills, questions, needs, desires. They offer tons of courses on all the things that you guys want to know about, you know, like cunnilingus, the G-spot, and all of that stuff. But they also have things that you didn't even know existed, that this kind of pleasure was possible. And I know it well because I narrated a lot of the courses for Beducated. And boy, oh boy, did I learn that I was missing out on a lot. So don't let your partner miss out. And you don't want to miss out either. Make sure you sign up for Beducated so that you can blow her away. I went through a breakup recently and it was the best sex I've ever had in my life. Told him about Beducated, saw a little bit of it. I am kind of depressed because I'm wondering if I will ever have sex that good again in my life. And unless my partner uses Beducated, I don't know if I will. So do not miss out. on these courses. Go to beducated.com. Make sure to use the coupon code ASKWOMEN. And you will thank me if you do. Even listening to the courses, it's hard not to get turned on. And when I say hard, I mean it literally. Like you will get hard listening to the courses. So the word course makes it sound like it's stiff, uptight. It is not. It is sexy at the same time as educational. So if you want to get pleasure while learning how to give pleasure, I'm telling you, give Beducated a try. I want to hear how it goes if you do. And I also want a thank you card in the mail when you tell me how much it has changed your sex life, but not just changed, made it amazing. So, beducated.com and use the coupon code ASKWOMEN.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
All right, we are back with Eve Lyons from Ask the Dating Coach, which you can watch on YouTube, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a YouTube channel and we do have our podcast there as well too. And we should be live on Tubi like any day now, Marnie. So once it goes, once it happens, we obviously will promote it and the episode with you should be live there as well. So,
okay, amazing. I'm excited. That was an interesting episode. That girl that was on our show was very interesting.
Yeah, we have good talents there too, you know, so.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me more about dating as a Russian woman. And just, I want to know the differences, because when I was in Austin, you were telling me the differences, like how Russian women want to be approached a little bit differently. I have Nadia, who's one of my head wing girls. She's also Russian, and she always says it is a little bit different than most Americans. So can you tell me like what some of these differences are?
Well, sure. First of all, we do like a bit more like traditional roles for men and women, basically, right? Like that's like one thing we kind of like overall as a big cultural, you know, whole disagree with the Western, right? Like we prefer women to be more feminine, men to be more masculine, you know, what have you, right? So we prefer men to be decision maker, a bit more of a leader as well too, and take charge. You know, like it's important for us that they decide, not like, what do you want to do? But like, hey, I can't pick you up at this time. We're going to go there and do this. Be ready. Like that kind of approach. A bit more firm. Yeah. Like, okay.
Would you be turned off by a guy saying like, hey, I've thought of some plans for Wednesday night when we hang out where we could go for sushi or for Chinese? Which one would you prefer? Would that be like an ugh for you, or would you appreciate that?
No, I mean, it's not a turn off per se, right? Especially like in the way you described it, right? It's like a simple choice here and there. But honestly, me personally, when it comes, like, I don't mind making plans and building something from scratch, but when I have dilemmas between two options, I struggle so much. And I always come to you, Adam, even the silly choices like this, basically, I'm like, hey, babe, which one? This one, right? It doesn't matter, and I know it doesn't matter, but I have a hard time committing and picking when there is, like, two equal choices, specifically, basically, right? So for me, actually, I would truly appreciate the man that would be like, hey, we're eating here and there, but again, with the rule that I can contest, be like, oh, actually, I don't want that. How about this, right? Like, with a spoken rule that I'm okay to not comply with those rules, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And in general, like I was telling you in person, right, that I think we found fascinating. Competition is hard in Russia as well, too, right? Like, most men are kind of losers there, you know? So they drink a lot, they don't really work hard. And for high-quality men, the competition are much more fierce between women, basically.
Yes.
So growing up, which I told you about too, like we back in the day, at least, we didn't have dumpsters for every house. Like, didn't have any trash bins. We had, like, one big dumpster for the whole neighborhood that you have to, like, walk through. For me, it was, like, about 10-15 minute walk, I would say, to go just take out my trash, basically.
Yeah.
Telling you, you guys entitled here. You know, like, it's just, you have it, like, boom, ready, right? For me, it's like a walk every time I gotta take out my trash. And I remember I would not go out without wearing makeup just to take out my trash. I know it sounds so silly now, being in my mid-30s. Even talking about it. But when I was like 18, 19, I was like, oh my God, what if someone sees me? So I would never leave my house without makeup, basically.
Okay.
Which was wild to think back in the day too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then always like wearing high heels as well too, right? No matter how hard my day is, unless I'm going to like, you know, to the gym. Anything else, it's high heels, you know, like even grocery shopping, high heels. College and stuff, you'll wear high heels all the time.
So you're saying that women were constantly in competition mode, like they could feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would happen if there was this like really amazing man who was a leader, who was successful, who was attractive, great personality? Because you're saying they're few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? So is it just easier for men of quality to get dates over there?
Yeah, it is. I mean, back in the day, at least, right? Like when I moved over 15 years ago now, right? So back in the day, yeah, correct, right? Like you would want, again, if men have an option of having a really awesome woman who is into business and very smart, or a woman who is also into business, very smart, and also very beautiful and puts effort into her appearance, which one would he pick?
Right.
Right? That's the option, basically, right? Like, so yeah, I don't have to put on makeup, right? I don't have to look good, like, right? But, well, then, guess what, right? Like, again, I will not be...
He wouldn't be the selected one.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, because again, there are women who are willing to work even harder, basically, you know? So.
And so then what about when you go over to the U.S.? Were there more options of men like that? Is that what you noticed? That
Yes. And again, because I moved as well, I was more exotic one too, right? I spoke with an accent. I had different values. I stood out, right? So for me, dating in the U.S. was actually even easier. Because in Russia, I was very bored. It was quite, like I said, like it was too routine.
It sounds more dire over there.
Yeah. Too routine. And then in US, it was more variety as well, too, which I strived. And again, I was more of a interesting, exotic person who moved on her own, basically, right? And was very, you made those moves? Really? You weren't scared? Like it was very unusual for a young woman that of my age, which was 19 at the time, to be so proactive on working on a career, on moving here, on also being pretty and learning two languages, basically speaking two languages, having 2 degrees. And so it was very refreshing for American men to see someone hardworking and pretty and smart and what have you too, you know?
Right. Doing all of it. Okay. And so then what did get you then? So suddenly you came to this place where there were so many more options for you of guys who put themselves together, who really had drive, who didn't just sit on the couch, right? Like, so there were a lot more options than there were in Russia. So did you find this attractive? Like, how did these guys stand out? Like, how did you stand out at that point?
Oh, well, that's a really good question as well too, right? So I love what you're asking too. So what I would say is some of my Brazilian friends said before, dating, like seeing Russian people, we like watermelon, very hard shell, but soft on the inside, right? Seeing someone like from America is quite the opposite. It takes a while to get to know us, basically, right? To find out true us. Because by default, when we meet new people in you know, like Eastern European culture, we assume they're all full of shit. And unless they prove themselves right and worthy, right? When we meet new people, like, oh, I don't really know if I like them. By default, we don't like anyone.
Right.
So they earned our trust. Then we're like, okay, we'll like them. Versus in the Western world, it's the opposite. Everyone's like, friends, until you do something wrong, basically, right?
Yeah.
But what I found is that it was very surface level friends. We're like, hey, and it's like, you know, very, I didn't feel very close connection, basically. So I was homesick for a while because I couldn't relate on someone on a deeper level, right? On paper, they look good. And again, I did it because I work in the fashion industry. I did like some male models that would have like 6'5", but also were smart, the firefighters, doctors, what have you, basically, as well as models, right? But I was like, you know, didn't have a good board, didn't have like a good connection, so we would connect on a deeper level, right? On paper, they looked perfect candidates, and it was fun, but I didn't feel like emotionally fulfilled, basically, you know?
Okay.
To get out of mind that person.
What does that mean? Like, what does that look like when you do feel a deeper connection? What is it that you're looking for?
Well, again, it's a good question, right? It's connection to past to understand where I'm coming from, and also connection to a future, right? To make sure we're on the same page with building the life that we want together, basically, to make sure our views aligned with that part, with that regards, right?
So would you say that these guys talked a lot about their present that you would interact with rather than talking about your past or your future?
Yeah, correct. Their present and themselves a lot as well, too, basically. A little bit, I would say that. For me, it was more interesting about talking about like past, like video games and those nostalgic feeling we played. And also talk about like nerdy stuff, talking about, you know, physics, really cool theories, really cool like ideas and futuristic like utopias and stuff that I like discussing, right? So many people will be like, yeah, sure, sounds good, right? Like they didn't quite connect it on the things that I care for, basically.
Interesting. Okay. And what do you say? I know it's hard to speak for all Russian women, but are Russian women looking for more substance? Or would you say that's just a you thing?
I would say that's a bit more of a me thing. I was a little bit, again, it's the reason why I moved out, right? I recently spoke to my sister. We like sit down, had like a 2-hour phone call, basically, right? And she always told me that you always wore like a different one. You always wanted to like just, she called me a tank. You like go. You right. Know what you want and you go for it, basically, right? I would say Russian women a bit less proactive in what they want overall. They just want like a comfort level. They want a good man overall when it comes to their like, you know, dating, make sure that their family sets and they're taken care of, what have you, right? For me, I wanted to like go deeper, basically, personally, you know? So for me, I was willing to go alone, even, right? Providing I am keep working on myself and keep diving in more self-development and continue educating myself and what have you, basically, right? Mm-hmm. For majority of Russian women, for example, will be too intimidated to move on their own into unknown territory where they can't call their own upon their community, right? Like in Russia, we're very connected to community in general, right? To family and friends and neighborhood and stuff as well, too, which for me, I wasn't really fitting in very well. Personally.
Okay. So from what I'm hearing from you, so Russian women specifically, if you weren't to date somebody like you, would be looking for somebody who's very assertive, who is direct, who is driven, who can put themselves together well, who can have good conversations about their past and their future in order to connect, incorporates touch into their conversation as well. All these things like really trigger chemicals in the brain for there to be oxytocin so that there can be some spark there. But really, Russian women are also looking for men who kind of understand their values and can connect to that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. And I would find that Spanish culture is somewhat similar to Russian as well, too. Spanish, I would say, they're a bit more social and friendly compared to Russians, right? But they also, yeah. Like, both cultures rely on family. They rely on really good, stable, like, household. Basically, that's what they want, basically, right? That their values are. They rely on their community and like secondary family to be like all in touch together, basically. So like we're kind of similar with that regards, you know?
Okay. Okay. No, this is really interesting. Okay. And then did you find it hard to be dating somebody that was American when you moved over to the US? Like, was that a challenge for you?
I found it easy to make a lot of surface level friends, and my circle got wide, but not deep. Right. So I could only speak to very few people, and especially early on when I couldn't speak English very well. Right. So I couldn't have all the conversation that I was striving for. Right. So like I said, like my social circle became very wide, but very shallow, basically, because of that. Right. So it took me a while. And eventually, obviously, I find my way around and I found more of my people, too.
OK. Mm-hmm. Interesting. OK, this is awesome. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Yeah,
I think it was amazing. Why don't you tell people about the program that you and Adam run?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We run a program called ACE Formula, where we teach men over a course of 6 months on how to develop good mindset when it comes to dating, work on themselves to become more attractive, and obviously navigate through a complex dating world of different personalities and read women where they are on certain like days, basically.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for talking with us today. New episodes of the Ask Moon podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please go and subscribe to our show so you're not wasting time downloading individual episodes. We love you guys. You're awesome. And we'll see you again next week.